We decided to take the plunge. I mean, Warner Brothers were very supportive. They just wanted us to prove that the 24 frame version would look absolutely normal, which it does. But once they were happy with that, they were very happy for it. You know, on the first day of photography, we had to press that button and say 48 frames. Even though on that, the first day we started shooting The Hobbit at 48 frames, you could probably say that there wasn't a single cinema in the world that could project the movie in that format. It was a leap, a leap of faith. But, you know, the thing that to realise about it too is it's not an attempt to change the film industry. I mean, it's another choice. You know, you can... the projectors that can run at 48 frames can run at 24 frames. They don't have to be... It doesn't have to be one thing or the other. You can shoot a movie at 24 frames and have sequences at 48 frames or 60 frames within the body of the film. You can still do all of the shutter angle effects. You know, the Saving Private Ryan sort of strobing effects are still capable whether you're at 24 or 48. I mean, it doesn't really change... it doesn't necessarily change the way films are going to be made, but it's another choice that filmmakers have got. And for me, it gives that sense of reality of immersiveness that I love. It's sort of it makes you feel like you are leaving the cinema seat and actually becoming part of the experience of the adventure of the film.
Will it cure headaches?
Pardon?
Will it cure the headaches?
I mean, I've been watching it for, you know, 18 months now, watching hours and hours and hours of it with the rushes and the dailies and then obviously the various assemblies of the film. With 3D, your left and right eye, both of your eyes are seeing a different picture. Because the two cameras are filming two different pictures from different angles, and with 24 frames, you're getting strobing and motion blur, and the artifacts of 24 frames, and those are being shot separately with two cameras being fed into separate eyes. Your brain is trying to sort of put this stuff together, and the more artifacts in the capture, like when you're panning or things are moving and strobing, your brain is struggling to try to sort of to resolve these two pictures. And 48 reduces all of the artifacts, and so it does make for a smoother experience. But you know, it's different, and as human beings, we always have resistance against things that are different, and there's always suspicion. And I mean, I remember I'm a Beatles fan, and I remember when in the 1980s when CDs first came out, and everyone was going, you know, there was a sound of vinyl that people loved, and suddenly CDs were threatening the sound of vinyl, you know, that the sort of sound with the needle on. And I remember reading something saying that the Beatles would never have their albums on CD because it was just too clear, and all of the bum notes that they played and all the bad playing would be exposed, and they would never be happy with that. So you're never going to hear a Beatles tune on CD. I mean, there was all this hysteria that it's just that as humans we don't like change.